Britain is already reeling, of course, from Brexit, and now the nation's troubled soul is faced with the ongoing scandal engulfing the royal family. The public relations disaster, as it's been characterised in some quarters, has now only deepened, with Prince Andrew's accuser providing the BBC with a tell-all interview detailing her allegations. The prince denies having sex on a number of occasions with Virginia Giuffre, who at the time of the alleged incidents was aged just 17. But the storm engulfing the royals is now raising questions about how the monarchy can recover its standing. Nick Grimm reports.
Sweaty, sordid, and a source of deep regret. By her own account, Virginia Giuffre's night with a prince was no fairy tale.
I mean, it was horrible, and this guy was sweating all over me. Like, his sweat was, like, it was raining basically everywhere, and I was just like, grossed out from it.
And while the British royal, Prince Andrew, insists he never had sex with the then 17-year-old, she told the BBC a very different story.
It was disgusting. He wasn't mean or anything, but he got up and he said thanks and walked out, and I sat there in bed just horrified and ashamed and felt dirty, and I had to get up and grab a shower.
The 36-year-old, who now lives in Cairns in Queensland, claims she was forced to have sex with the prince on three separate occasions at the urging of the now dead US financier Jeffrey Epstein.
This is not some sordid sex story. This is a story of being trafficked.
I have no recollection of ever meeting this lady.
Despite his denials, the backlash that greeted Prince Andrew's own television interview dealing with the allegations saw his public role downgraded by Buckingham Palace. And it's now raising questions about the monarchy itself, with Britain's pro-establishment Times newspaper editorialising that the royal family needs a firmer grip at its centre, urging Prince Charles to assume the mantle of king-in-waiting. But here, monarchists see the problems facing Andrew doing little to diminish the standing of the Queen. David Flint led the campaign against Australia becoming a republic and remains the national convener of Australians for a Constitutional Monarchy. As he told The World Today, the man eighth in line to inherit the throne already sits at the periphery of the royal family.
Look, he's not going to become. He's not even going to get closer. In fact, he's going to get further away. He is not going to succeed to the throne. There's no question of that. And because accusations have been made against him, firstly, we don't have guilt by accusation under our system. There are very grave doubts about accusations being made by the person being interviewed by the BBC, and I wonder whether they'll raise those ones.
But other observers share the view that this scandal challenges the bedrock on which the British monarchy is built. Nick Rowley was a senior advisor to former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, the leader credited with helping guide the royal family through another scandal in the wake of the death of Princess Diana.
Well, I think it's a significant crisis. It's certainly a problem for them. How it compares to the death of Diana, I mean, the general view there is that the initial reaction to the death of Princess Diana was badly handled, and the royal family sort of got their way out of this. But if you look at the position that Prince Andrew now finds himself in, I mean, he's in a terrible position. He's engaged in this interview, which seems to have only dug himself deeper into the mire of having to ask questions about his rather, shall we say, challenging past. And given that we have some of the people who were the very sad victims of the abuse of Jeffrey Epstein now going public, it really raises questions about the sort of plausible deniability of anything that Andrew might say.
And the Queen's judgment has also been called into question in the wake of these allegations, with suggestions the royal family has been too slow to grasp the gravity of the claims and respond accordingly.
Well, they're certainly very grave claims, and they seem to be getting ever graver. I mean, there's now more than just the possibility that Prince Andrew is going to have to be involved in some form of court proceeding. It's looking as if that is probable. So this story has the capacity to run and run, and it's not the sort of story that any family would want to be associated with. I mean, there may be questions about the role of the Queen, so I think there might well be broader questions about the role of the institution of the royal family and the role that it plays. And of course, at this rather heightened time of public debate during a general election campaign, it's providing a lot of sort of, in one sense, light relief for the British public. But let's remember that the actual activities that we're thinking about here are truly appalling. They're grotesque. And so the royal family is in a terrible, terrible situation.
Nick Rowley was a senior advisor to former British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Nick Grimm with that report.